In Washington, D.C., it is peak cherry blossom time. Explosions of pink and white flowers all across the city, especially around the tidal basin by the Jefferson Memorial. And where you have cherry trees, you have loads of visitors and wedding photographers. And you have this. Flooding. See, twice a day when the tide rises, it laps way up above the walkway. It overflows. So you need to have boots or just be okay with wet socks. But for the cherry trees, this is life-threatening.
This water, it's inundating them twice a day, but it's also brackish water, which is very harmful to their roots. So it's the worst sort of condition for a cherry tree to grow in.
That's Teresa Durkin of the Trust for the National Mall. She's a landscape architect. And she says this salty water has been rising at the tidal basin for more than a century.
Maybe people don't know that the tidal basin is a man-made inlet. It's not a natural system by any means. It was built in the late 1800s in response to a major flood that happened in Washington, D.C. So it's 19th century engineering infrastructure. Yeah. And over the last 90 years, the river itself, the Potomac River, has risen almost 11 inches, almost a foot.
And we can see the Potomac, right? I mean, right at that bridge is where it flows into the tidal basin here.
The river itself, the Potomac River, if you look at maps from history, was much wider at one point. All along the river, it's been hardened and channeled, and then you overlay a floodplain map, and you see that the river wins again every time.
Is sea level rise a part of the story too?
It is. I mean, we have more extreme weather. So when we do have storms, there's even more flooding in the area. And so the Park Service keeps trying to create paths that are a little more away from the edge. But it's somewhat disappointing to people who are crying.
she's thinking about the sea level rise.
It's disappointing to people who come and want to take the paths around so they can visit all of the different memorials that are now on the tidal basin. And they might not be able to do that if they happen to come when it's high tide. The Park Service is working on repairing. They have a big project that's about to start to raise the level of the wall around the edge, just so that it can be accessible to people again.
So the plan is to raise the seawall and the walking paths above them by at least 2 feet, and in the process, cut down about 140 cherry trees. And that includes a fan favorite, a small, kind of Charlie Brown Christmas tree in the tidal basin.
Stumpy, of course. There's only one Stumpy.
That is Margaret Pooler, research leader at the National Arboretum just up the road. Stumpy is a grizzled survivor, so nicknamed because it's so much shorter than the other cherry trees. It's got a few remaining branches that all stick out to one side as it stands in pools of water for hours every day. Now, the good news is that Pooler and her team at the Arboretum will be preserving Stumpy's genetic legacy.
Months ago, the Park Service, once they knew that this was probably on the horizon, they came to us and said, hey, we have this tree that's very special, that has a lot of meaning to people. We're wondering if you can help us to save it. And by save it, we don't mean we're going to dig it up and plant it here. Mm-hmm. That just wouldn't work. The tree is too old. Yeah. But what we can do is take cuttings of it and propagate it. And so we will be saving the exact genetic replica of that tree.
In fact, the Arboretum is full of genetic replicas of cherry trees. And some are direct descendants of the original trees that Japan gave to the U.S. as a gift of friendship back in 1912.
So the way that we propagate woody plants here at the National Arboretum is we take a cutting, and that's got to be done at the right time for that species of plant. So depending on the plant, we cut off the tip of the plant, the growing point. These plants, you're not going to see any of those because it's still so early. They're still in flower, and so this is the flower growth. We're talking about vegetative growth, and that hasn't even come out yet.
I see. Okay.
But that would come out after the flowers are done, that you'd see some green, fresh, soft growth, and that's what we would cut. And then we would dip that into a rooting compound, which helps to initiate root growth from the end of it. Mm-hmm. after about maybe 4 weeks or so, we'll start to see roots growing. We leave them alone, let those roots develop, and then we'll pot them up into a container probably next spring. And then in a year or so, they'd be big enough to grow, actually plant in the ground.
Oh, you're going to grow them further here for a while before you, you know, send them back to the tidal basin? I mean, what does the timeline generally look like?
So we'll probably grow the stumpy clones here at the Arboretum for at least 2 years. We'll get them to a stage where they're individually potted up, they have strong root systems, they have strong growth, and then we'll work with the Park Service for them to determine where they go next. They wouldn't go straight back out to the tidal basin after 2 years, but the Park Service would have nurseries and places that they would then hold the plants and grow them on till they're ready to put them back out.
So it could be on the order of 5-10 years until Stumpy returns, as it were?
Exactly. I would guess probably the soonest would be probably 5 years before Stumpy, the new Stumpies are ready to be put back out in the tidal basin.
Could we have a lot of Stumpies? Stumpy number one, Stumpy number 10? What are we talking about?
So the number of Stumpies we get from this effort is going to depend on how many good cuttings we can get from the plant. And, you know, you've seen Stumpy. It's not a really strongly growing plant. So every single cutting that we can get, we are going to value that and baby that and, you know, be as careful as we can with it. Yeah. So if we can just get one or a few that are strong growers, we're set really for life, literally.
Sounds hopeful for Stumpy's genetic line, even though Stumpy's own life will soon come to an end.
It is always sad to see a tree cut down. And I think especially a plant like Stumpy that, you know, everyone's rooting for it and now we're finally saying, nope, it's time. But really that's part of something that any public park or area or space, we have to manage our trees for safety and for disease and other things. So this isn't like, what are they doing? This is craziness. Uh-huh. It's just part of, you know, everyone's job when you're managing a public space.
And then each tree, like each human, has a general kind of lifespan. Yeah, I mean, for cherry trees, I gather maybe 40, 50, 60 years, something like that, and that's what we have to keep in mind?
Correct. Nothing is going to last forever, and so we build that into our plan of how and when we're going to replace it when the time comes.
So for now, we enjoy the pink and white beauty of this spring's blossoms.
I think cherry trees, really more than any other landscape plant that I can think of, they cause such, you know, these behaviors and emotions in humans that really no other landscape plant does. So, you know, there's changes going on, there's tragic things happening in the world, and yet these plants are going to bloom year after year. People complain, oh, they're only in bloom for a week or 2 weeks. You know, why can't we make them bloom, you know, for longer? But I think that's part of why they're so valuable is because they're only in bloom for a short time. And so you can't say, I'll get to it later, I'll do it. You have to stop what you're doing and go visit those trees because they're not going to be around forever.
And as I listen to her, I think about a trip I made to Japan back in 2011. That was after the deadly tsunami and the whole country was in mourning. And I joined some factory workers at a park in Tokyo. It was cherry blossom season there. And one Japanese friend said, you know, we love the cherry blossom. We love the sakura because it's like life. Beautiful, precious, and fleeting. For now, Stumpy still stands at the tidal basin, if only for a few more weeks.